Municipal Attorney Teresa Hillhouse and Municipal Administrator Jim Dinley both get annual evaluations from the Assembly. Normally, those evaluations don't garner a lot of public attention. But this year, they happened to take place just 4 days after the city's finance director abruptly resigned. Dave Wolf had worked in city finance for 18 years, and his departure on Friday came right before the city enters its annual budgeting process. Wolf has not offered a public explanation as to why he stepped down, nor has Dinley. And that brought some members of the public to City Hall on Tuesday night. Former Assemblymember Jay Stelzenmuller asked for time to speak, even though no public comment period was listed on the evening's agenda. He said he is dissatisfied that Wolf stepped down.
And I would hope that you and your wisdom as an assembly could do something to alleviate the problem and try to keep Mr. Wolf in our employ. I have, in personal conversations with him, he would like to continue in employment with the city.
Sitka resident Ken Kramer said Dinley's evaluation was premature until more was known about Wolf's resignation. As a department head, Wolf answered to Dinley, and assembly members typically defer to the administrator on staffing decisions. But former Assemblymember Reber Stein, the third and final person to testify on Tuesday, said there's a role for assembly members in this case.
If as assembly members, you feel that it's not your role to be involved in a staffing decision, that you consider that it's the assembly's role to approve department heads, and I think it is the assembly's role to pay attention to what happens to department heads, especially on their departure. I hope you keep that in consideration.
And with that, the public and the news media left, and the door was closed. Under Alaska law, closed-door meetings, or executive sessions, are allowed to discuss personnel matters. The individuals being discussed have the right to make the meetings open, but neither Dinley nor Hillhouse exercised that right. Assemblymember Tor Christensen voted against going behind closed doors. Larry Cruz and Terry Blake were absent. Hillhouse's evaluation took about an hour, and then the assembly turned to Dinley. Dinley was out of the room for about an hour and a half while the assembly talked, and then assembly members brought him in for another hour of conversation. The door opened, and Mayor Cheryl Westover offered a short recap.
We've talked about Mr. Dinley's job performance. We covered a few areas of concern, but he has our support, and we look forward to working with Mr. Dinley into the future.
Afterward, assembly members confirmed that Wolf's resignation came up in the conversation about Dinley's evaluation, but they offered few other details. Phyllis Hackett said Wolf's resignation is, quote, a real loss.
We're really sorry to lose him, and voluntarily resigned, and we will move forward.
Does it look like there are future circumstances by which he might return to work?
Well, my understanding is that he's resigned, and that's what he's sticking to.
Hackett says she hasn't had any conversations with Wolf, nor had Mim McConnell when asked on their way out of the meeting. Westover deferred to Dinley.
It's a personnel issue, and anything that is discussed can be done with the administrator. He's the boss, and we just appreciate what Dave's done over the years, and we hope he has a good retirement, and we wish him well. And other than that, I'm going to let you talk to the head boss.
On Tuesday night, Dinley declined to comment on Wolf's resignation. Westover, meanwhile, added that the draft budget prepared annually for the assembly by Wolf and Dinley had been submitted, and that the assembly is ready to get to work on it. That begins April 28th. The next regular assembly meeting is the 26th. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.